Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting second. The left fielder, John Briggs. Batting third. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting fourth. The DH, Hank Aaron. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Sixto Lescano. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Pedro Garcia. Batting seventh. The catcher, Daryl Porter. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Kurt Bevacqua. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Gorman Thomas. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Pete Broberg. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Pat Kelly. Batting second. The second baseman, Jorge Horta. Batting third. The shortstop, Bucky Dent. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Ken Henderson. Batting sixth. The DH, Darren Johnson. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Tony Muser. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Bill Stein. Batting ninth. The catcher, Brian Downing. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Wilbur Wood. And now, play ball. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs takes first base on ball four. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Briggs moves to second. Sixto Lescano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lescano hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a fly ball into left field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott fields the ball and throws to Broberg covering. Safe. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent hits a fly ball into left field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a fly ball into left field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia takes first base on ball four. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter strikes out. There goes Garcia. The throw from Downing to second and Garcia is safe. The ball rolls away. He's trying to get to third. Here's the throw from Horta, and he's out. Two outs. Kurt Bevacqua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bevacqua hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a pop-up towards short. Yount settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Thomas. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser takes first base on ball four. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein is called out on strikes. Two outs. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing hits a ball on the ground towards third. Babakwa fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 1 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stein fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Briggs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Yount moves to second. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 1 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stein juggles the ball. That's an error on Stein. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Aaron hits a line drive into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 1 in the game. Kelly hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Horta hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0 for 1 in the game. Dent hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Garcia reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Sixto Lescano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lescano is 0 for 1 in the game. Lescano hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Garcia hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lescano moves to second. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. Porter bunts towards first. Muser fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Muser. Lescano scores. Garcia moves to third. Porter moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Brewers. Kurt Babakwa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Babakwa is 0 for 1 in the game. Babakwa is called out on strikes. One out. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 2 in the game. Yount takes first base on ball 4. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Briggs strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a fly ball into right field. Lescano settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Henderson hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Johnson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Briggs. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Muser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garcia fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Johnson moves to third. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein is 0-for-1 in the game. Stein hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Broberg fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-2 in the game. Scott hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Aaron hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Sixto Lescano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lescano is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lescano hits a ball on the ground towards first. Muser fields it and throws to first, with the pitcher covering. Wood drops the ball. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Garcia hits a ball on the ground towards first. Muser scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Garcia for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 0-for-1 in the game. Downing hits a fly ball into left field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-2 in the game. Kelly hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Brewers, 1, White Sox, 1. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Horta hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0-for-2 in the game. Dent hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Horta moves to second. Bill Champion now pitching. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. May hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Horta scores. Dent moves to third. It's 2-1, White Sox. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. May moves to second. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-2 in the game. Henderson hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Dent tags and scores. May tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 3-1, White Sox. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. May scores. It's 4-1, White Sox. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles. Johnson hits a line drive into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-1 in the game. Porter takes first base on ball 4. Kurt Bebakwa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bebakwa is 0-for-2 in the game. Bebakwa hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orta fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of May. Thomas reaches second base with a double. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Thomas moves to third. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Yount hits a pop-up towards short. Dent settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Brewers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Muser hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tom Houseman now pitching. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein is 0-for-2 in the game. Stein bunts, foul, towards first. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 0-for-2 in the game. Downing hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Briggs. Downing reaches second base with a double. Muser moves to third. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Kelly is walked intentionally. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Orta hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Muser scores. Downing scores. Kelly moves to third. It's 6-1, White Sox. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dent hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bebakwa fields it and throws to first for the out. Kelly scores. Orta moves to second. Two outs. It's 7-1, White Sox. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garcia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Bob Coluccio now playing right field. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Briggs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Scott hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Aaron hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Orta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sixto Lescano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lescano is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lescano hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of May. Lescano reaches second base with a double. Scott goes all the way around to score. It's 7-2, White Sox. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Garcia hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Brewers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Henderson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. Johnson hits a line drive towards third. Bevacqua catches it, and throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Henderson moves to second. One out. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Muser is walked intentionally. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein is 0-for-3 in the game. Stein hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Henderson moves to third. Muser moves to second. Two outs. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Downing is walked intentionally. Bob Coluccio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coluccio takes first base on ball 4. Henderson scores. Muser moves to third. Downing moves to second. It's 8-2, White Sox. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got two RBIs. Orta hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops it up and throws to first, with Houseman covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Charlie Moore pinch hits for Daryl Porter. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kurt Bevacqua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bevacqua is 0-for-3 in the game. Bevacqua is called out on strikes. One out. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Brewers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Charlie Moore now catching. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dent hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. May hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dent moves to second. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garcia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Dent moves to third. May moves to second. One out. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-4 in the game, with two doubles. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Houseman fields it and has Dent trapped. Houseman throws to third, and Bevacqua tags Dent for the out. May moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and two walks. Muser takes first base on ball 4. Johnson moves to second. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein is 0-for-4 in the game. Stein takes first base on ball 4. May scores. Johnson moves to third. Muser moves to second. It's 9-2, White Sox. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Downing strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Buddy Bradford now playing left field. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Mitchell pinch hits for John Briggs. Bobby Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Coluccio. Mitchell reaches second base with a double. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Scott strikes out. Two outs. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Aaron hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stein fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 9, and Milwaukee Brewers, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.